Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omid Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Shin Yud Gimel, and we're continuing that today. We're on the third line from the top of the Omid. Tonight is the yahrzeit of my father, Yosef Nissen ben Yecheskel, Olav HaShalom, and we're learning this year Le'ila Nishmaso. The Mechaber starts off and he tells us, the Neger Shehu Yoseid Shenoa Limbo V'tochavim Oso B'Skupa Lamata. If you have a neger is a bolt, and you're using it as like a bolt or a peg, that you're closing a door to make sure that the door stays closed by sticking this bolt into the escupa, which is the threshold on the bottom of the doorway. So this way the door cannot open or close. V'doma tvele binyan. This is much more like building than the previous discussions that we had yesterday, Shir, about bolting a door. Lo sagi behochi. Therefore, it's not enough that you should just go and use such a bolt without any additional measures. And therefore, the ain noalim bo, you're not allowed to use this neger, this bolt in this situation, this floor bolt, elim kenye kosher, unless it's somehow connected to the door or the adjacent wall. And this way it'll be recognizable that it's not being used for building purposes, but is a bolt in the floor to prevent the door from swinging open. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. He tells us, Rod Salom, and the Mechaber is teaching us over here, Shinirik Yeshar Negarim. If you just have an isolated floor bolt there, it doesn't look any different than the other pegs or bolts that are in the wall. And therefore, it looks like it's binyan over here. That's why you need to have some sort of a connection, a tie, a rope, connected to this bolt in order that it shouldn't look like regular binyan. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMasklo Yehei Kosher in the Bir Halacha says, Avol b'machshava b'almo shechishel v'olav b'erev Shabbos, if you didn't actually tie a rope there, but you just thought you're going to use this bolt on Shabbos, and you thought that on Erev Shabbos, he had a machshava, so according to Rashi, it's an Issa deraisa, and he brings down, according to the Rosh, it's an Issa derabbanan. He does add that according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, brought down in Tosfos in the Gemara in Shabbos, which we can see in Dir Shufut number 10, that according to this Rabbeinu Tam, the Nagar doesn't even have an Issa derabbanan. The Imboel Issa Tiltol. It has a separate Issa of Tiltol. But other than that, it wouldn't necessarily be an Issa of Binyan. The Chafasayim adds over here that it's talking about a bolt that doesn't have at its top a knob called a glustera, which we'll learn about more in the Mechaber momentarily. But if it does have this glustera, then at worst it would only be an Issa derabbanan, even according to Rashi. And in fact, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon that even according to Rashi, it would be mutter if it has this glustera on the top, even without a kshira, even without any tie at all. We will discuss this concept of glustera momentarily more in greater detail in the Mechaber. Chofetz Chaim also points out in their first Dibra Maschel over here, Vein Noel Imbo Elohim Kein V'chule, he says that once it has a tie on it, then you don't even need a Machshava before Shabbos. And this is brought down in the Bach and the Yerabah. The actual tie is demonstrative over here that it's a Kli and it's not used in Binyan. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'ketzad Yehei Kosher. How do we define that something is considered tied over here? So the Mechaber writes, Im yesh berosho glustera, if it has on the top of this bolt a glustera, this is some sort of a knob over here, as the Mechaber tells us, Dahinu shu'ov b'echod meharoshim, one end of this bolt is thicker, v'royal lichtoshbo, and can be used like as a pestle to grind things, shedome lechli, in this situation it has the status of being a kli. So then, sagi afilu kosher bechevel dak. Then it would be adequate if it was even tied on with a very thin rope, shino roi lios nitobo, that would snap if you tried to drag this bolt along with it, because it's too thin a rope. But just demonstrating that it's connected with a rope, even though it's a rope that wouldn't be functional, that would be enough. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Kotnyud Beis. Hainu dekivin deklihu lohavi kibinyan. Since it has the status of a kli by having this gluster on the top, so then it doesn't have the status of being normally something that would be built into a structure, and therefore nira lakol delafi shaw misimosham, it would appear to everybody that they're only putting it there for a temporary usage and it's not real binyan. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel says if you're using the chevel dak, this thin rope over here, mashma dal kol ponim kosher miubina. It does have to be tied though, according to this, even though it won't be functional, because if you tried to move it with this tie, it would snap. The chayim pasuk ataz, and this is the opinion as well of the taz, dakshiro huli kuva, that this tying it, even though it's not really functional tying it, is essential. However, he brings down from the Sefer Yerabah, Kosav, Dila'ez HaTzorich, under extenuating circumstances when you need to, Yesh Lismoch Al HaMikilim. You can rely upon the more lenient opinion that says, Ayde Glustera, Kivin Shu Kli. Since this Glustera turns this bolt into a Kli, Af Bali Kishira Klal, it would be acceptable. Even without any sort of a rope attached to it, it would be still good, and you'd be allowed to move the bolt in on Shabbos. However, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Abu Babir Agra, Mashma, the Mitzade Bladino Kiataz. He passes like the Taz over here, that it must be tied somewhat. If this bolt is attached to the door, and then you remove it from the door, and then you stick it into the hole in the ground so it can lock the door, then he brings up this would then be permissible even without a tie because it's attached to the door. That also demonstrates that it's not being used for regular binyan. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalet says that you can't use this rope. It's so thin it would snap. As I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says that this rope is so thin that if you try to move the bolt, it's not strong enough, this rope would then snap. Nevertheless, you're demonstrating that this is a kli over here by having a rope attached to it, because you wouldn't normally use such an item for construction. Obviously, it's a kli. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'afilu im eino kosher badalis atzmo, and even if this bolt, which is attached to the string, is not attached to the door itself, ela bebriach hadalis, is only attached into a bolt in the door, that would also be acceptable. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezvav explains, V'hava amina de'eino minkar kokach tu rak l'nila. You might have thought that since it's not attached to the door itself, but to the bolt in the door, that that wouldn't be considered significant, so kamash malon, that it is considered significant. Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'vriach hadeles, o b'mezuzah. It doesn't have to be on this rod in the door, this briach hadeles, but it can even be attached to the mezuzah, the side post of the door, shachari hadeles, that's beyond the deles. All of these are demonstrative that the item over here, this floor bolt, this neger, is not being used for binyan, but is a kli. The Mechaber continues and he says, Va'afilu machevel oroch, and even if this rope is a very long rope, ve'eino toli klal ba'avir, and it's such a long rope that the item that it's attached to, this floor bolt, is not hanging in the air, but it's lying on the ground with the excess rope all around it. Ela kula munach baris, the whole thing is on the ground. Nevertheless, it still demonstrates that it's a kli over here, because you normally don't attach building materials with a string. So therefore, it is permissible in all of these cases. That's when it has a glustera. But now the Mechaber continues and he says, in ein berosh glustera, if you just have a floor bolt over here that is the same on both ends, it doesn't have this thickened knob on one end, this glustera. So then the Mechaber tells us, imu kosher badelis atzma, if it's attached to the door itself, sagi, then it's acceptable. Afil b'chevel dak, shein roi lindol tobo. And even if it's with a thin rope, because it's clear that it's attached to the door and the rope is there, even if the rope can't carry it, it would snap, you've demonstrated that this is a kli. Again, if it's even a long rope, but as long as the rope is attached to the door on one end and to this bolt on the other end, it shows that it's a kli. However, but if it's not attached to the door itself, but it's only attached to this rod in the door, then in that situation, you have to demonstrate that this floor bolt, this neger over here, is really a kli serving the door, and then you need to have a strong string that won't break, that if you pulled on the string, the bolt would come with it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Zayin, V'imein Berosho Disklustera, Mishum Dekivin De'ein Ala Neger Torah's Kli, because in this situation, you're not demonstrating that this floor bolt, this Neger, is in fact a Kli. So therefore, Bo'inon She Yoser Heker, you need to have a more recognizable demonstration over here, Shu Omed Rakla Nila, that it's used for the purpose of keeping the door closed, Blo Yinir Kibona, and it shouldn't be thought mistakenly that it's being used for building. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Ches says, then you need, in this situation, a strong tie, when it's attached to the rod in the door, or not to the door itself. But without this, it would be osur. Even if the neger is hanging over here in midair with a string that's attached to this bolt in the door, they know nigra klabaritz, and even if it's not at all on the ground, that still doesn't demonstrate enough that it is a kli, and it still could be mistakenly thought of as a building material. And then the Mechaber continues and he says, that which we said, that you have to have a strong string attached to it over here so that it wouldn't snap, that applies, v'afilu hochi ein tzorach shehei toli. In that situation, it doesn't have to be hanging in midair, it could be a long enough string that it's on the ground. El afilu kulo munach ba'aretz mutter, because it's a strong string over here and everybody seeing this would recognize that it's attached and the purpose of it is as a kli over here to keep the door closed and not that you're adding onto the building. And then the Mechaber concludes and he says, she'ein osur ela kisheshomto u'miniach b'keren zovis. In this situation, it's only osur if you place it in the corner of the room, then it would be considered that you're taking it to build as opposed to taking it to bolt the door. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cutting your test. This last statement of the Mechaber, koi ale'el, goes back to earlier in this sif, shekosev, where we stayed over there, the mutra afilu b'chevel dak, that which we were talking about, that it's acceptable if it's attached to a very thin string when it had the glustera, v'alzeh siyem, and here the Mechaber concludes, and he says, v'kosev she'ein osur ela kisheshomto, it's only osur if you remove it over there, hainu she'enu kosher klal, where it's not attached at all, even to a thin string, o kisheshomto b'mkom achor, she'no shomadeles, menicho b'keren zovis. And when you take it out of the hole, which it normally lies in, to keep the door locked, you place it in the corner of the room. Now it's no longer evident that it's going to be used to close the door. And if you bring it over, it looks like it may be building, and therefore it is osur. Again, this is somewhat of a complicated sif, especially since this is not something that we're used to dealing with over here. Our doors are different than the doors that are described over here, and it may be a little bit hard to visualize, especially in an oral shir. In any event, let's go on to sif beis. The Mechaber writes, Kol neger, every bolt, she'amayru, that we've been discussing over here, mayri sheha iskupo govoa. We're talking here about the bolts, whichever type of bolts we've been talking about. The bolt is going into the threshold of the floor over here that is raised above the ground. And therefore, ukishenoetzo so b'mifton, when you're going to place this bolt into this threshold of the floor, ain't no kibaritz. It doesn't go all the way into the ground and make a hole into the ground. It's going into a pre-existing formed hole in the iskupa, and therefore there is no concern about digging a hole. However, the Mechaber tells us, avol im nivchaso ha'askupa, if this askupa is lower down, in other words, it's really on the floor, and therefore, be'inyon kishimachnis ha'neger b'chor, when you go place this bolt into the hole over here, no cave tachta baris, you're also making now a new hole in the ground. Now you got a real problem. Heavy binyan, va'asur linumbo. Now you have actually a problem of building over here, and therefore this would be forbidden to go and put the bolt into such a floor. Now the Mechaber called this actually binyan, heavy binyan. However, in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel, Hove binyan says in the Gemara, it says mishum demechse kibone. It looks like bone, it's not real bone. But the, nevertheless, the din is the same. Whether we call it bone or mechse kibone, either way it is usher to do so. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkar Nechof. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu afilu yesh berosho glustera v'ukosher. In this situation that we're talking about over here, where it's going into the ground itself, and there's this concern of mechse kibona, even if it's a kli, in other words, it has this knob, this thickened knob, this glustera on the end, and even if it's tied, it still is not allowed. Now he tells us, look in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Dibur HaMaskel Kol Neger, in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, Ulufi masha kosav agroa b'viyur, according to the Vulnagon, maybe Evshal Adivri Harif Yeshlo Hakel B'Yesh Berosho Glustera Af Benikmas. Maybe there may be a leniency over here that one could take into account, even in a situation where the threshold is low. If it's a cleave, it has a glustera on the end, one might be allowed to go and stick this bolt into it because of the glustera. That's a clear sign that it's a cleave. Mr. Bursiv Kotn Chafalov tells us Vim Oslo Beis Yad. If he made a handle on this bolt. Now, he tells us, this is like a glustera, hu kimo glustera dele'el, v'domil ha'keves shekochim bo besamim. It's similar to like a hammer or a pestle over here that you go and grind the besamim. Af le'el, I read that glustera hoya bo mimela. There we're talking about where the glustera just happened to be. V'chan, over here, irinon de'osa oso b'yadayim. Here you made yourself the handle over here. Much de'chlihu, and that more demonstrates that it's a kli, v'sulo mechzi kibona, and it won't look like bone at all. And the reason is, we've discussed in yesterday's year, the ain derech l'shakeh a kli, the binyan levat lo sham, because it's not normal to go put a kli into a binyan. You only put building materials into a binyan, but you don't put a kli into a binyan. And v'kivon she'osobo maisel asosu kli, since you demonstrated that this is a kli by making the handle on it, shari, it is permissible to do this, v'afilu ain kosher, even if it's not tied together. Ken kosa beis yosef, v'evi raya min a rif. This is the opinion of beis yosef, and he brings a raya from the rif. The Vilna Gaon, Biagroa Kosa Bibeyuro, in his Peirush, the Ladas Rashi Vatur Lo Motzinu Heter Benikmas. There is no such heter, according to Rashi in the Torah, in this sunken threshold over here. Dainu Nivchaso HaSkupa, when the Skupa is so close to the ground that the bolt's going to go into the ground. And he says, Afilu Aidea Sias Besiad, even if you have a Besiad over here, you're still not allowed to use this. It's Mechse Kibone. Tisha foot number 7 brings down that this handle that you're talking about here doesn't have to be like a glustera. It could just be some sort of a ring that you placed on it that you can hold on to it when you open and close the door. That's also a beis yad. Tisha foot number 8 brings down, Ulagabi kisui bor vedus. If you have some sort of a covering on a pit or on a cistern. So he says, if it has a handle on it, mutulitol esakiso yim osolo beis yad. You can move this if it has the handle in this lid to this pit. And then the reasoning is, Mishum Kishiesh Lo Beis Yad Lechus Bo, when by having this handle to hold it, you've demonstrated that it's a kli, Ha'osu Li Nosein V'Li Notel Me'abor. You've demonstrated that you want to remove it and put it back onto the bar, V'Lo Nechshav Kibon of Asosir, and obviously it's not therefore Binyan or Stira. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karn Chav Beis tells us, V'yimitchila osa chalo b'karka, in this sunken threshold over here where the bolt would go into the ground, but you already made a hole in the ground. Mokom shanaga yeh rosh hasham, the head of the bolt can go into the hole in the ground that you've already previously made before Shabbos. Ve'no mosif nekev arvus, you're not adding anything at all to this hole in the ground, then there is no isser over here. Albeit, in the Sha'ar Tzion Oshet Gimel, he says the Elyeh Rabbah is not so certain about this. And so too the Prima Godim. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubezeh nicha mashid berov habatim." This explains why it's very common custom in many houses where they make osi nekovim b'choma etzel adeles mikan umikan. They have a hole next to each side of the door, v'tochavin abriach l'shom, and they place the bar that keeps the door closed in these holes. Shaholech mikotzel zeh lozeh, and the bar goes from one end to the other end. V'lo amrinan d'havi kibona, and we don't say that there's a concern about bona or mechzi kibona in that situation. It makes no difference whether it's in the wall or in the ground. Once you have the holes already there beforehand, it's clearly not a case of merci kabona. And therefore, since you made these holes there previously, there is no isser in this situation. Now, it's very interesting. Here's your footnote over here, footnote number 9. He talks about the chayin mot hamunach b'shnei nekovim shebekosle aron hakodesh. You have often in a shul, you don't want the Sefer Torah to fall out, so you have some sort of a bolt that's placed to hold the Sefer Torah in so it can't fall out. And when you would limnoa misifri Torah lipo, it's put there so the Sifri Torah don't fall out. So Rav Nissen Karlish Shlita says it's not a problem on Shabbos to take it in or to put it back, this bolt over there, because the holes were made there previously. Likewise, he says, when we have our toilet paper holders, they're spring-like structures that go into the two ends of the toilet paper holder structure, and you want to add toilet paper or remove the leftover empty roll of toilet paper, the little cardboard piece, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it's permissible to do this on Shabbos, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita. However, Rav Yasha says, no, you can't do this. And he says this is different than the din of the briach that we just spoke about. He says the briach in osilios kavua el b'shas hanila. The briach, the bolt over here that's keeping the door in place, so that purpose over there is only on a temporary basis. But when you're putting in the roll of toilet paper over here, that's going to stay there for a while. And therefore, it looks too much like your building. Finally, he says, if this moat over here ain't a mehudaf bin a kovim, if it's not actually connected into holes in the wall, but it's just, let's say, something like a bolt that's hanging on top of a rack and it can't fall off because you have something raised at the edge so it can't fall off and roll off, so then that's not a problem, even according to Rav Yashiv, to go put something like that down. There is no isur bona in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'od near it also appears to me the kivon she'osin tabash shobarzo b'emtza briach ubo ochazim b'shas psichon ilo u'moshchin es habriach. Since on these bolts in the doors over here that you have going from one end to the other end, you have some sort of a ring over there that allows you to pull on it. Zehevei ke'oselo beis yad. This has the halachic status of a handle on it, a beis yad, and therefore the mutra afilu beino kosher. It's permitted even if it's not attached with a rope." And this would be allowed even if the threshold is low on the floor, as brought down by the Taz and the Shagas Aryeh. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, even the Vilna Gaon that we brought down previously that says, according to Rashi in the Torah, you have to be machmir. Nevertheless, one could be makel on this when you apply the same reasoning with the first opinion of the Taz that we brought down, so one could be makel. With that, we will conclude today's shir. Again, we said the shir today, Leila Nishmas, my father, Rav Yosef Nissen ben Yecheskel, his holy neshama should have an aliyah from all learning together.